As the price of coal has declined over the past 4 years, no place has taken it on the chin worse than West Virginia. The state that once relied heavily on coal for jobs now has the highest unemployment rate in the nation. But it isn't just coal miners who are hurting. Local governments are, too. We now go to West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Ashton Mara, who looks at how the loss of tax dollars in the coal fields is making it harder for government in West Virginia to pay its bills.
The unincorporated town of Comfort, West Virginia, is made up of two gas stations and an elementary school. All three sit along a winding two-lane road that on any given day is peppered with trucks carrying loads of coal. Coal they picked up at the Canaw Eagle mining complex a few hundred feet down the road. But the last several years have been tough for the industry, and now fewer and fewer of those trucks roll through because mining companies in the area are cutting back.
Sometimes I wonder how they even make money.
31-year-old Derek Chase has worked in the industry for nearly a decade. He stopped at one of the Comfort gas stations about an hour before his night shift at the Canaw Eagle site, where he works as an electrician.
We've been in bankruptcy for probably close to 2 months now.
Earlier this year, Chase's employer, Patriot Coal, filed for bankruptcy and recently issued notices to some 1,000 employees in southern West Virginia that they could be laid off. But Chase's story isn't unique in Boone County, where he lives and works. The county has lost nearly 2,700 jobs since 2011, the highest number of coal job losses for any county in the nation. The decline hasn't just been bad news for miners like Chase, though. Coal is one way local governments in West Virginia pay for things like water lines, senior centers, athletic fields. Mickey Brown is a Boone County commissioner.
All your coal counties are really hurting. Southern West Virginia. We're all the same.
Brown watched as his county's budget grew in the early part of the decade because of an influx of dollars from coal severance taxes. A severance tax is a tax on the amount of a natural resource a company extracts. In West Virginia, coal companies pay a 5% severance tax on the value of the coal they mine. Most of the money goes to the state, but a portion is returned to coal-producing counties. But as the price of coal declined over the past several years, Brown says so did the amount Boone County collected.
We started reducing our budget in 2012. Counting all the money we had, our unencumbered money and everything, we had a $27 million budget. In 2015, that had dwindled down to $14,635,245. Now, we've made cuts all along to where we've been watching what we've been spending.
And those cuts have come to county services. Severance dollars are required by state law to be used for infrastructure projects and economic development, but fewer of those projects are being completed on the county's dime. Boone County prioritizes projects that will bring public drinking water to its rural communities. Instead of paying for it themselves, today the county relies on federal and private grants to fund waterline expansions, which can be costly and time-consuming for small governments like Boone County to apply for and keep track of. Community projects are suffering as well. Commissioner Brown says years ago, the County Board of Education asked for help replacing bleachers at all three county high school football stadiums, $500,000 total. Today, if that project came before the commission, Brown says they'd have to turn them away.
Before, when somebody would come in with a request, it could be an extravagant request and we could do it, but now we kind of made a policy that we're not going to do any more grants, $1,000 maximum each year.
And the state is starting to feel the pinch, too. Back in 2012, coal mining tax revenues made up about 9% of the state's budget. Now, that's been cut almost in half. When Boone County's coffers were flush with coal tax revenues, Deputy Revenue Secretary Mark Mukow says so were the state's because of an increase in foreign demand.
Prices for metallurgical coal started to shoot up because there was increased demand worldwide for metallurgical coal for steelmaking, great expansions, particularly in places like China and India, Brazil.
But global demand has subsided, and now West Virginia is facing a severe decline in tax collections. West Virginia University economics professor John Deskin says that's for a variety of reasons. For one, the country now has an abundant supply of cheaper, cleaner energy thanks to fracking. happening.
The natural gas boom is naturally causing electric power generators to switch from coal to natural gas to some extent.
Deskin says there are other reasons for coal's decline in West Virginia. Federal regulations have increased pressure on utilities to use other sources of fuel. And most of the easy-to-reach coal in West Virginia has already been mined. That means coal companies are digging into deeper coal seams that are more expensive to get to. Back in Boone County, where electrician Derek Chase lives, the decline in coal prices is forcing him out of not just the industry, but the state altogether. Chase, who has a wife and three young kids, started searching for a job long before his layoff notice came. And he found one outside of Albany, New York, some 650 miles away from home.
Got to work somewhere, and there's not going to be any place to work here.
It won't be an easy change, but Chase has found work elsewhere. And the government tending to those who stay in Boone County will also have to find another way to pay the bills. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ashton Mara.